The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachos Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara and this Daf learned out of Pesukim that just like it's also to bring on the Mizbeach, Seor and Vash, in other words, chametz, or honey, so too the Torah answers to bring karbonis that are mixed with chametz, or mixed with honey. It's all also to be brought on the Mizbeach. Now nowadays, the iser of bringing honey or sweet things on the Mizbeach, unfortunately we don't have, and that is because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash to bring karbonis, and this actual halacha is not applicable today. However, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that stems from this halacha. And that halacha is the halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Chavtes, Halacha Yud Dalid from Hilcha Shabbos, he says that when a person makes kiddush, they can only make kiddush on wine that's not mixed with Seor or Dvash. The Rambam says a person cannot use wine for Kiddush unless it's wine that's roi, that's fitting to be used, to be poured on the Mizbeach. And he says that therefore, if even a little bit of Seor or Dvash, honey or yeast, in other words, chametz or honey, is mixed in, and he says even a mashu, even the smallest amount in a big barrel, you cannot use it for Kiddush. And he says that's how we paskin in Bechol HaMayrev, in all of our countries, in all of our West countries. Sounds like Sephardic places. V'yeshmi shamati v'kaddish alav. However, there are other opinions. The Rambam acknowledges that there are other opinions that permit making kiddush on it. V'oimer, and those opinions say, shalei nemer ha'yayin ha'roi v'nasach ha'gam v'mizbech ala dohoiti yayin shirei chayah in megula v'mevoshol. There are those that say the only thing, when the Gemara says that you have to use wine that's roi, that's fitting, to be poured on the Mizbeach, that's only coming to exclude wine that smells bad, or it was uncovered overnight, or it was cooked. So you can't make Kiddush on one of those. The Rambam source is partially from our Gemara, and partially from another Gemara. In our Gemara, as we mentioned, we see that we cannot bring on the Mizbeach anything that's mixed with honey or with chametz. And there's another Gemara, the Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Tadi Zayin, that the Gemara says of Azir, Mazutir Be'atuvya Omer Rav, In Oimim Kiddush Hayoim El Alayayin Roi Lenatzach HaRabi HaMizbeach. We can only say Kiddush on wine that's roi to be poured on the Mizbeach. So the Rambam's, the main part, the main halach of the Rambam, is in fact a explicit Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra. However, if you look in that Gemara, the Gemara there goes on to explain exactly what it's coming to exclude. With that we say that Kiddush must be from wine that's fitting to be poured on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara explains it that it's coming to exclude either wine that has a bad smell, or wine that was left uncovered overnight, or wine that is cooked. And the Rambam that acknowledges the opinion that permits using wine that's mixed with sugar, he says, with honey, he says that opinion was learned, understood the Gemara, that the Gemara only excluded those things. However, the Rambam is of the opinion that the Gemara means it has to be exactly. It's not only excluding specific things, but rather it excludes all things that, or many things that are possible, that are psulim legabed mizbeach, and included is this halacha that it has to be, that it can't be wine that's mixed with chametz or honey. The Rambam that brings down that there are other opinions that argue, it's not just some opinion. In fact, right there, the Raivud disagrees with the Rambam, and he says that the Gemara is only excluding those three things that the Rambam mentioned. not to exclude if it's mixed with honey. And in fact, the Tshuva Tarashba, the Ramban and the Ritva and Bava Basra, the Rivash and the Tshuva, and many other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and permit using wine for Kiddush that it has been mixed with honey or sa'ar or yeast. Not only the Ravid and other Rishonim say that not only does the Gemara not say, as an example, that wine that's mixed with honey is excluded, it cannot be used for Kiddush, not only does the Gemara prohibit using wine, or explicitly prohibit using wine that is mixed with honey, but the Yerushalmi, in fact, says clearly that it is permitted. The Yerushalmi is in the beginning of Perek Avi Psochim, where it's discussing the Arba Kaisis, wine for the Arba Kaisis, and there the Gemara says very clearly the Yayin Kunditin, which is wine that has honey in it, is permitted to be used for the Arba Kaisis. So the Ravid, right here on the Rambam, as well as others, bring this Yerushalmi as proof that it's permitted to use wine that's mixed with honey. And as such, the Yerushalmi that goes against the Rambam. Soon, hopefully, we will see how the Rambam perhaps learned the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, and understood how the Yerushalmi is not a contradiction to what he said. Now, for the Rambam to say his halacha, the Rambam had to hold of a few chidushim. The Gemara that says by us that wine that is mixed with devash or sa'ar is not kosher to be used on the mizbeach. What is devash? When the Torah says devash cannot be used, so what does devash mean? There are those that say that honey, when the Torah says, Rashi in Chumash says, anything that's the sweetness of a fruit is considered dvash. Rashi in Masechta Shavuos also says, all fruit are included in dvash. Dvash, when we say that honey cannot be used on the Mizbeach, it comes to include all types of fruits. All types of sweet things of like fruits. And Tosfos in Me'ilah says the same thing. However, Levin Ezra in Chumash seems to learn that dvash is specific to dvash tamarim. So the Rambam that says that you can't use wine that's mixed with honey is only saying honey, whatever is possible via to be used as wine for the mizbeach will be possible to be used for kiddush. If wine is mixed with other fruit juices, if you'll tell me that such a thing is kosher for the mizbeach, then in a chanami the Rambam will agree that it could be used for kiddush. Now, so it comes out like this. So what's very negea today is, let's say, many wines of ours are mixed with sugar. So if you say any fruits, wine that's mixed with any fruit or fruit juices is possible for the mizbeach, and that's included in dvash, so then the Rambam would in essence include wine that's mixed with sugar as being a wine that cannot be used for kiddush. However, according to the Ibn Ezra, that only honey made from tamarim is invalid for the mizbeach, cannot be used on the mizbeach, so only wine that's mixed with such honey would be problematic for kiddush, but wine that's mixed with sugar would be okay. Additionally, the Radvaz, not only the Ibn Ezra says like that, the Radvaz also says, he discusses that perhaps the Rambam that says that wine that's mixed with dvash is not kosher is only talking about perhaps only dvash of the Torah, but other honey and therefore other fruit juices and therefore sugar, which is really cane sugar, comes from something that grows in the ground, it would be like another fruit, would be wine that's mixed with other with sugar would still be permitted to be used for kiddush. Now, getting back to how does the Rambam coincide with the Yerushalmi? We said before that the Yerushalmi says that you could use yayin kunditin, which is, in other words, yayin mixed with honey for the Arba Kaisis. So how does that fit with the Rambam? And that's the Rishonim's raya, not like the Rambam. It would seem that the way to answer the Rambam is that the Rambam learns that it's a halacha, it's a halacha specific to Kiddush. The Rambam, that's of the opinion that Kiddush has to be something that's roif in the Nesachim, it's specific to Kiddush. When the Gemari, when the Yerushalmi talks about the four kaises, you can use Yayin Kandithim, the Yerushalmi could be talking about the other three kaises that are not Kiddush. And Nogea to know what the other three kaises, the wine is kosher for the other kaises. In a Hanami, the Rambam will say that the Yerushalmi agrees that for Kiddush, that's a halacha all over about Kiddush a whole year, that you need to have wine that's kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach. And in a Hanami, the Yerushalmi will agree to that. And if that's the case, so the Yerushalmi is not a proof against the Rambam. Now the Tashbats, in a similar vein, the Tashbats in Chelik Aleph, Simin Pehei, he says that the Rambam's halacha is said only by Kiddush, not by Avdalah. So even the Rambam that says you can't use honey that has wine that has honey, and we're saying that that could perhaps include wine that has sugar, that's only for Kiddush, but not for Avdalah. And in fact, Shulchan Aruch brings down the Machloikis. The Shulchan Aruch starts off in Hilchas Kiddush that you could use, this first brings down the main opinion, is that you could use wine that has dvash. You could use yayin that has dvash for Kiddush. But then Shulchan Aruch says, V'yeshayimim, some say that you can't use wine that has dvash, which is the opinion of the Rambam. So Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kiddush brings down the Rambam as a Yeshayimim. In Hilchas Avdalah, when it comes to the laws of Avdalah, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring down the opinion of the Rambam. So again, that would fit like what the Tashbat says, that the halach of the Rambam is only for Kiddush and not for Avdalah. And therefore, we could say that the Rambam would say it applies to Kiddush and not Avdalah. And so too, it does not apply to Arba Kaisis. However, this way to answer the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the Yerushalmi is talking about Ali Kaisis, but not Kiddush, will not fit with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tofahim Beis is Kotan Lametes, and if you look at Vazir and Sha'ati and Ois Nun Hei, he says that L'chatchila one person should not use wine that has honey for all the Arabic Kaisis, just like the Rambam says by Kiddush. That you should, because there's a opinion of a Rambam that says by Kiddush that you should not use wine that has honey mixed in for Kiddush, so too, for all the Arabic Kaisis, you should not use wine that has in it honey. So this Mishnah Berurah would goes against the way we're explaining the Rambam, how the Rambam can fit with the Yerushalmi. And it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah says this, and it's hard to find, I haven't yet seen other Achroinim that say this halacha that the Mishnah Berurah says. And in fact, the Sefer Hilchas Chag B'Chag from Rav Karp on Hilchas Pesach, he asks, and the Mishnah Berurah, what is Mekor? The Chor is very shver, this that the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the halacha of the Rambam applies to Arba Kaisis as well. And additionally, a friend of mine, Yisrael Barkin, Shlita, he asks from the Chok Yankiv in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, that he says, he actually does say this halacha, that a person should be careful to get wine that's not mevushal for Arba Kaisis, but he doesn't say that a person should do so to be yoytzeh the sheet of the Rambam. He only says that a person should do so because of the chashivos of wine that's not cooked. A whole nother reason. Nothing to do with the Rambam that says that you should use wine that doesn't have honey mixed in, or wine that's not cooked, because it has to be like wine that's really to be brought on the Mizbeach. So it seems that the Chok Yankiv also understood that when it comes to the wine of Arba Kaisis, there's no halacha at all that it has to be wine that's really to be brought on the Mizbeach. So if we are to summarize what we've said until here, we could say as follows. There is a Gemara that says that Kiddush could only be used with wine that's roi to be brought on the Mizbeach. However, the Gemara says explicitly what it's coming to exclude. It's coming to exclude wine that has a bad smell, wine that was uncovered, or wine that was cooked. Most Rishonim learn that the Gemara never intended to exclude wine that was mixed with honey. And that is the main halacha, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kiddush. That's the way most Rishonim learn, and that's the main halacha. However, the Rambam learns that the Gemara is coming to include wine that's mixed with honey also should not be used for Kiddush. And that opinion is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as a Yesh Oimrim. Now, we mentioned that even if you do hold of the Rambam, but there's a couple points to point out, and that is, one is that it's not so simple that the Isser of wine that's mixed with honey includes wine that's mixed with sugar. And therefore, the main question that people deal with is whether they should use wine that has sugar in it for Kiddush to fulfill the opinion of the Rambam. And it's possible that even if somebody is coming to fulfill the Rambam, they only have to make sure that there's no honey that's made out of tamarim mixed in. But other fruit juices or sugar, they don't have to be careful with. Additionally, the Rambam is only for Kiddush. The Rambam does not say it like the Tashbats and Shulchan Aruch. It's Maduri from Shulchan Aruch that the halach of the Rambam is only by Kiddush, it's not by Avdolah. Kipshutoi, the halach of the Rambam is also only by Kiddush and not by Arba Kaisis. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down the halach of the Rambam by Arba Kaisis. And we said, it sounds like a very big Kiddush, and the same Hilchas Chag B'Chag wonders what the Mikor of the Mishnah Berurah is. I will just end with a little explanation I saw brought down again in the notes of my friend Bistro Barkin, that the Ksavim of his Tzadik, he goes by Richos on this opinion of the Rambam, and he's explaining why is it that according to the Rambam the wine of Kiddush would have to be Doime, would have to be could only be used with wine that's kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach. And he says, because the Su'udah of Shabbos is a bechena of a Su'udah of a Talmud Chacham, the Su'udahs we have on Shabbos is comparable, is in some way like the Su'udah, like the meal that a Talmud Chacham has. And when pertaining to a Su'udah of a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says that if someone invites a Talmud Chacham into his house, it's as if he brought a carbon Talmud. And there's a Gemara that says, if somebody wants to bring Nesachim, what they should do is, they should be Yemali Tangroiner Tamidim Chachamim Yayin. And they should fill up the throats of Tamid Chachamim with wine. They should be Mehana Tamid Chachamim. So since we find that, says Reb Tzadik, that the meal of Shabbos is like the Su'udah of Talmud Chacham, and the wine that a person gives to Talmud Chacham is like Nesachim, so that's why there is some connection with the wine of Kiddush to the wine of Nesachim. It's not every single kais shabracha that has a halacha that it's comparable to the wine of the Nesachim, of wine that's brought on the Mizbeach. It's specifically the wine of Kiddush. First thing you could think about it, that the Suda a person is having every Friday night is a very kaddishtik thing. It's very heilig, and the kiddush that they do is a kiddush that's something that's doima to bringing wine on the mizbeach. Thinking about that, perhaps one could have a more elevated kiddush every Friday night.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.